Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Last night was not a good night for the Chicago Bulls, and it has been a struggle ever since Spiegs anointed them NBA champions.
That is not accurate. That is not accurate. Now, I was very excited and really looking forward to games of consequence during the course of the season.
And we went and saw Wimby.
Yeah. But, I did talk about them when they were 5-0, especially. Or I guess 5-1 because we were back together.
I think 6-1 is where you were like, hey, man.
Well, it was after they beat the Knicks in one of the two back to backs. I'm like, come on now. This is, some team's got to step up and get into the top six in the East. That's unexpected in a bad conference. And why not the Bulls? The system is the star, I said.
Now they're at 9 again, where we're used to seeing them.
They're back in the play-in game where they can hang out. And then welcome the Miami Heat. But actually, the Miami Heat are probably ahead of them right now.
Yeah, they're in the sixth spot. You know, Milwaukee's in the play-in right now, too.
Look, the standings are not where the season is going to end, as right now. I mean, eventually,
yes.
The standings are where the season is going to end.
That's how we'll decide.
The point is, what are they, 6-5?
They are 6-5 after losing 4 in a row.
The Pistons lost early to the Bulls, and now they've won 8 games in a row.
The Pistons lost more than half of their team, and they still beat the Bulls last night.
This is the trouble. That last night, the Detroit Pistons decided to play without Cade Cunningham for an ankle, Jalen Duren, who is excellent, with an ankle, Tobias Harris with an ankle, Isaiah Stewart with an ankle, and Auser Thompson also with an ankle. And Jaden Ivey hasn't played yet this season. So I can do math. That's 6. That's their top 6 that they were without last night. Some of that was just rest. They were handing the Bulls a road win.
And here's Javonte Green.
Here's B-Ball Paul.
My man!
I mean, it's like some of the people. Here's Duncan Robinson.
And you're like, when did he become a Piston?
Yesterday. No, he's been there for a while. But still, here's our second unit. And I know the Bulls are without Josh Giddey. They don't have much of an offensive identity without Josh Giddey. Have you noticed that?
They struggle without him, the three-point making, and obviously his ability to start a break after a rebound. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes away when he's not there.
Yeah, I think they kind of play to his particular basketball DNA. So without you guys out there like Kevin Huerter trying to do a lot.
And Kevin Huerter is balling right now.
He really is. Now, there was a time when he was in Sacramento and he was a baller. He was like part of, was it the Light the Beam year in Sacramento where Huerter was there and he was good. So he's balling and Modest was trying last night and all that, but that is an ugly, ugly loss for the Bulls. Even though it's on the road, it's Detroit without their top six. I'm sure Billy was happy, though. I'm sure Billy was all good with it. The Hall of Fame coach must have been very pleased with the results as well as the effort. Is that true, Lawrence?
No.
I'm a big, big believer that you get what you earn. And we didn't do anything to earn it. And not taking away anything from Detroit, because certainly all the way around, from myself, our staff, the players, they were just better all the way around. You know, we talked about it before the game, you know, about them having some players out. We obviously have players out too, but you know, I think maybe Joe had mentioned to me, you know, maybe a couple days ago about, you know, how open maybe the East is wide open as it's been. But like, to me, this is my point. You got to earn it, you know, and we're not good enough, quite honestly, just to go out there against any team and not earn it. We're just not. You know, there's areas we can get better at, and we earned the right to be in it. We didn't even earn it. I mean, we made a valiant, you know, dash towards the end to try to, you know, make a run at it, but you can't, to your point, play defense for part of the game and then expect to win. It just doesn't work like that. You get what you earn, you know, and I don't want to sit there and say you get what you deserve, because, you know, sometimes it, but you earn things, you know, and in the NBA, where it's the most competitive league in the world, you have to earn stuff. These guys are NBA players over there too, and we're not in a position to just think that if we don't play desperate. That was the biggest surprise to me, is there was absolutely zero desperation, and we need to be desperate. We're not talented enough not to be desperate, and we're not gifted enough not to be desperate. We have to be desperate, and I feel like up to this point in time, this season, we've played with that kind of mentality, and I didn't think we played with that mentality. And if we don't play with that mentality, that's what we look like. We just dropped three games in a row. You know, like, this is not like we've run off like seven or eight in a row and maybe we're a little bit full of ourselves. We just dropped three in a row, you know, and you should be coming out a lot more desperate than that, in my opinion. You know, and like I said, this is a highly competitive league, and I don't think anybody in this league is good enough just to show up and think they can step across the lines and play. You have to have incredible focus. You have to be really, really, you know, unbelievably locked into what's going on, and you have to be really, really desperate. I mean, listen, I think what ends up happening sometimes is when guys get an opportunity on a team that maybe they did not or were not afforded an opportunity because of some injuries and things happen, you see guys play desperate, you know, and sometimes you realize the talent gap's not as great as it may appear, you know, and you know, it's just not, you know, and we're not that much, you know, more gifted than teams that we can just, okay, we're just going to show up. You don't come out with a level of desperation, it's really, really hard because the league is so competitive and it's hard to win.
Wow. That's some good stuff right there.
Six times did he say desperate in there? This has been my feeling on this Bulls team walking into the season.
Desperate. Zero desperation. And we need to be desperate. 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 Desperation.
Oh, wow. So like 12 times.
Like nine or something.
He said desperate.
Big pile of. Did Tanny talk about that before? That was amazing. Good job.
He's just the best at doing this.
You guys are just good at radio. Alex, take notes, all right? I know we're in your downtime right here. Between 3 and 5.
This is when we got to coach him up, though.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, just pay attention. Watch the film. You and Tanny watch every play together, okay?
I'm just going to let my teammate pick me up.
There you go.
Good job.
Good job.
Good teammate to have to do that. For sure.
Yeah, just like Ben and Caleb watch every play together. You and Tanny, after the show tonight, you guys listen back to every moment of the show.
So that's the part that always scared me about this particular Bulls team, is the level of energy that they're going to have to play with to be competitive. And we saw it through, I would say, through the first 9 games of the season. We saw them play with a level of competition that you go, okay,
even if they're not the most talented team, they're going out there and they're giving effort. But you pair that with they're not great at defense. And then you lose a guy that's kind of the thing that you build your offense around, and you get performances like that last night. The turnovers were killer, especially in the first half of the game. Chuck and Bill were talking about it, and they were like, ooh, because that's when the Bulls never led in the game, by the way, yesterday.
They charged all the way back to way down. I think maybe even closer than that, they get it all the way to one.
I thought they got it to four, but maybe they did get it to one. But the idea that the Pistons with their top seven guys out were able to beat you wire to wire is concerning. And I think that's why you hear the concern in Billy's voice about the performance.
There's a zoom out, which is a positive, and that is that he thinks they can win some games this year.
Yes.
He thinks that they ought to be decent this year because of what they have built and all of that. So now what you have is a fully engaged, dialed in, and verbally passionate Hall of Fame basketball coach. That was awesome. I trust and assume that he's delivering that message directly to that team.
There's no doubt
about
that.
There's no doubt about that. And that is awesome. And I know there's some debate sometimes about whether the Bulls are interesting, whether this Bulls team is worth it, whether you're all the way back in, whether you're paying for CHSN, whether, frankly, we should discuss them at some time. All of that, yeah. Right? The fact that you've got a coach who's that good and respected, who is this engaged and this demanding for the effort, kind of raises it up a little bit there. Like, you as a, if you like basketball, watch and listen to this guy this year, because he gives a crap and thinks that they have built something that ought to be competitive, and he'll be pissed off when they're not.
I'm never going to turn down the opportunity to hear from Billy. And that's why, like, I ran into the meeting asking Tanny, was there sound? Because I had read the quotes, but I couldn't find posts. I was like, is there Billy? Because this is a pretty amazing stuff that he's saying.
And you remember what Tanny said? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
had heard it.
Well, after that, the first thing I said was, Alex, is there sound?
And Alex didn't know, because it wasn't yet 2:30. That's when he's dialed in. No, this has got to stop.
Alex is like the nicest person.
I know, a friend of mine who loves.
But I just need to focus.
A friend of mine who loves comedy and loves the radio show, and those things are not mutually exclusive.
I was going to say, yeah.
I know. Sometimes it feels like they are. But he texted me the other day, a random show thought, but the running bit of being mean to Alex, who's so clearly young and nice, absolutely kills me. He really enjoys the bit.
So he likes it.
Yeah,
so he's telling you to keep going.
That was very encouraging.
Interesting.
I think one shot a day is probably all right.
One? How do you know, though?
How about an hour?
Thank you, Alex. Once an hour. So I'm done. All right, it's 3:14. Enjoy the rest of your hour.
Does anyone believe he's not going to take at least three more shots at Alex?
I'm going to be so tempted.
I don't think that's a thing.
God, it's going to be hard.
But can I just say this? It was great to see Paul Reed go out there and do work.
Tell us about Paul Reed. B-Ball Paul is what he's called.
B-Ball Paul. He and Max Strus, and to a certain extent, Javon Freeman Liberty, are the only thing standing in the way of DePaul basketball abyss in the NBA. So when Paul Reed was at DePaul, like, it was like, you know, this kid might have a chance to be a pro. When you're watching him as a freshman, and Zach and I were calling those games, like, man, he's got the tools, and he definitely has the NBA body. And then he put it together. The upsetting thing is that there were two NBA players on a DePaul team, and they won 10 games
that season. How do you do that?
That's not good.
That's impressive.
At all. But
which Dave Lado regime do we have to blame for that?
That was the second one.
Okay, I knew it was one of them.
But yeah, and and I've had Paul as a student, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on. Now, Paul was one of your kiddos?
Yep, one of the kiddos. And he asked really good questions in class about media and how the ecosystem works and everything else.
So
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. To see an engaged kid who knew he was probably going to the NBA and still cared about showing up and going to class.
Oh, man, you got to have love for Paul Reed now. And now I will.
Yeah.
And he got time last night because Detroit punted on the game.
Yeah.
And said, Paul, why don't you play? And he's like, all right.
He had some really big games when he was with the Sixers. Remember when Embiid was hurt?
Yeah, 30-13 in a loss to Denver last January.
So he was right on his career numbers, because what did he finish with, 28-14 last night?
Yeah.
So that's a big night for a young guy. I'd love to see him do well, because he was just a super nice kid. And
that's so cool.
Thank God he and Max Strus and Javon Freeman Liberty exist.
So in June, B-ball Paul Reed signed a 2-year, $11 million contract to go back to Detroit. So that's nice.
Yeah.
$11 million. Guaranteed. It's coming. Save it.
Well, he made decent coinage with the Sixers too.
All I'm saying is, don't accept the poker invite from Chauncey Billups. Do not.
No one should.
I agree.
You don't need $1 million contract. People don't like giving away money.
Nobody should. I mean, I probably would.
Like, you do it for the experience?
Yeah, just so I could then come back to poker games and talk about it. You know. Yeah, I probably would, but I don't need to, because I'm rolling on the FanDuel Sports app. I am just absolutely rolling right now. I hit a Wemby parlay last night.
What was it?
The Wemby parlay was pretty basic. Alex, you'd enjoy this. I know you like to play a little bit. 25.
Once an hour waiting.
It's nice and clean. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 3 3-pointers made.
Ooh.
Plus 318 were the odds. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go a little bigger than my normal bet, because the odds aren't. So they're not like, I'm not trying to hit a wild one.
And you were feeling the basketball angel from seeing him earlier this week.
I saw his confidence from three up close.
And against Vooch.
Yeah, and the fact that he'd do it. And I figured this would be a high scoring game with Golden State. And he hit those numbers very well. He only had three threes, but he hit the other numbers.
Hey, man.
Very, very well.
Look at you out here hitting.
Yeah. Hitting some NBA parlays. Using,
yes.
Because you know, you can tell I've been touched by the NBA angel over the first few weeks of the season.
Now, you didn't get any special information or anything, right?
About Wemby?
Yeah, that like maybe one of the defenders was hurt or anything. I just want to make sure that we close the loop on everything.
I mean,
you doing the poker and you hitting a big number on FanDuel.
I'm not even going to check the phone and see if I got a text from a low-ranking member of the Warriors. Just because, like, that would probably get me subpoenaed these days.
That's true.
You know, but just so a reference.
So with the poker game.
Yeah, it should. Did you see, by the way, did you see the end of that game? I woke up and caught the end of that game. Steph Curry had 46 points. Every once in a while, Steph says, oh, by the way,
I'm still great.
I'm still, like, unbelievably great. And I could carry my team through a game, through a series. And if you're me, like, every couple of weeks during the NBA season, you're like, man, they might win another title. They might, like, you just, it just has that effect on you to see Steph like that.
Well, you know that he could go Tasmanian Devil in a 7-game series, and you look up and be like, oh, Steph averaged 35 a game in the series?
Right.
I'm not shocked by that.
Right, right. Or, like, you could see him like he did in the Olympics. Like, oh.
I got this.
Yeah, best players in the world. No problem. I'll go ahead.
I got it.
I'll take care
you guys,
of that.
You guys just, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And watch these last 2 minutes where I hit 19 shots.
Draymond Green was awful last night and like was terrible. And Steph's like, yeah, I got it. It's cool. We're good. We're good.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, he's still really great.
Yeah.
And the thing is that him being great inside of the LeBron era that's gone on for 2 years now, I think it's not allowed people to really talk about how great Steph is. He's amazing.
Yeah, and he's more box office than LeBron. During the whole career, I would pay to see Steph sooner than I'd pay to see LeBron.
I can't believe that I haven't missed LeBron, but I have not. Like, the NBA season has been so compelling that I haven't found myself being like, man, they're missing LeBron. There's a lot of, like, Wemby is one of those dudes that is stepping up in the place
of like that empty chasm of like, well, where's the next superstar coming from? It's that dude. He's an alien.
One more quick NBA thing. Derek Queen had 26 points last night.
I don't want to hear it.
He's so interesting.
Good.
He's good. He can score. He's on a bad team. So there's going to be a lot of that. But I can't believe the Bulls didn't draft him. They took a 19-year-old French kid who won't
probably,
see the court.
Yeah, he's probably going to play in, where do they play? The Sears Center?
Yeah.
He's probably going to play there.
He's going to play there.
He'll be fine.
I'm fine, but like you're trying to make the playoffs and like be a thing.
I'm with you.
And this dude, like a legit front court scorer, was right there for you.
You know how I felt about Derek Queen in the draft.
I do, and I got there with you, and then like he was there. They were on the clock, and he's sitting right there. I'm like, oh, here it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then I had to look up the French kid. What are we doing?
Nope. When we come back, let's talk about the GM meetings and Scott Boras and what the Cubs might do. Oh, and also the White Sox? Question mark? Back after this?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
Greg Council's Cubs will take on Dylan Cease for San Diego.
Yeah, Dylan Cease finished fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. Not been quite that kind of year for him this year.
And Hap swings and misses here. Cease gets him again, make it 1-for-22. Suzuki strikes out on a devilish slider, the second strikeout for Dylan Cease. But he strikes out swinging again, swords up for Cease. You get a 3-2 breaking ball. Another strikeout, that's 4 for Cease. Back to the heater, 100 from Dylan Cease for another punch out.
Oh, slider, slide.
Does Dylan Cease make sense for the Cubs? Is a reunion a fair request for a Cub fan?
The Cubs rotation was 27th in Major League Baseball in strikeouts per nine innings. 27th. They don't have a lot of swing and miss, power stuff in the rotation. They must go and find one, if not two. So, yes, Dylan Cease makes a lot of sense. There are other guys I like a little better in terms of the fit and how the money might fit. But, yeah, Dylan Cease makes a lot of sense. What's weird about him is the ERA numbers have never matched the stuff, including this past year. Like, you look at him and you're like, I wonder what it is. So he's a guy who you probably need to look under the hood a little bit with the analytics, or maybe with the pitch usage. And maybe you're the Cubs and you can do what some of the smart franchises do, where you're like, hey, lean on this instead. Lean on that instead. And you can untap some true dominance, because he hasn't had consistent dominance. But Lord knows the stuff is there.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
Yes, the stuff is there. It is flummoxing to see him not be dominant when you know he has dominating stuff.
4.55 ERA this past year, a 4.58 in 23. 22 was a truly, truly great year. But these last 3 years, he's been healthy and productive, but has not been dominant. But the stuff still is there.
If they walk away with Dylan Cease in the offseason, does that feel like enough of a win?
They need more. They need some bullpen arms. I think they need offense, as we talked about a little bit yesterday.
I agree with you on the offensive front.
So yeah, you know, I really like Michael King, Cease's teammate with the Padres, but That'd be a huge get Dylan Cease, who's probably going to sign for $170 million, $180 million, maybe as much as $200. Scott Boras is Dylan Cease's agent and had a one-on-one with our Bruce Levine on the Marquee Sports Network. Here's Boras.
Well, I think we all know how Dylan Cease pitches in Wrigley Field. He is dominant. And to have durability, to have dominance, he has got both. Other than Scooble next year, I don't see a pitcher in the market coming that is going to have the potentials that Cease has and the proven element of durability to go along with that quality and potential. So 200 strikeouts a year, you know, it's just not something the game has. Everybody knows that when you go into the playoffs, you want a number one. Why? You got a five-game series. You want him to throw twice. You want to have that chance. You want to have your most dominant arm out there. That's why the Dodgers signed Blake Snell. And so those teams that are doing that are winning championships. And I think getting those types of arms are really, really increase your opportunity to achieve that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's right about the high-end arms who can really give you length. The thing is that Cease doesn't really give you length. Cease, like, tends to end up throwing a lot of pitches and kind of scrambling and scuffling. He didn't give the Padres length when he started for them against the Cubs at Wrigley in the postseason. And he often hasn't given you length. He's given you innings overall when you look back at the end of a year, but not length in specific starts very often. He's a really interesting dude. You got a lot of homework you got to do on him to know exactly what you're getting.
And we do know that there have been success stories from Cubs Pitch Lab. And the point that you bring up of like, hey, I know you got five pitches, man. Why don't you try throwing three? Like, let's figure out how to make you more situationally strong and just throw three pitches. Yeah. And let's move on with some of this stuff.
Yeah, you'd think that would have been unlocked for him if it was something like that, you know? Like, hey, man, that slider's just not hittable. Just throw it a lot more. Throw it a lot more. I mean, maybe the arm hurts every once in a while when he does. I don't know. But, yeah, these are some of the things. A lot of interesting reaction to the Cubs offense conversation yesterday on social media and more. And we'll see. There really is only one spot where they could make a big improvement. And to me, that's third base. So that's why Suarez or Bregman, if you want to go get kooky, is the thing.
The thing about making a move at third base for the Cubs is, how much do you believe that Matt Shaw can get better quicker? and how much better does he need to be for you to make the jump versus spending some money on guys that you already know do the thing that you need Matt Shaw to do? I'm with you. I think that they need to upgrade that position from an offensive standpoint. I also understand the idea of, well, he's young and he's under control, and there were bright moments of his season.
That's lovely. That's lovely. So he can be on your team. It's a wonderful piece to be on your team. That's a good base runner. That's a good defender, probably at multiple positions, and you can let him do that. And if your third base signee sucks or
he's
gets
right
hurt,
there.
He's right there for you. Yeah, I mean, your bench ought to – I mean, imagine your the starting bench is Casey and Ballesteros and Shaw. Love that.
Is Shaw more valuable than Turner as a bench piece?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So you can figure that out. Hey, you got a guy, Luis Robert. Uh-huh. He's very, very skilled, and he's on your Chicago White Sox. Lawrence is not necessarily thrilled about that.
I'm not. I kind of figured this would be over.
It's not over.
That Getz could kind of do his own thing a little bit, and it's...
Well, Getz still thinks that they can trade Luis Robert, even now that they picked up the option.
Right, but you're paying...
Well, yeah. So they still have the control, and they could maybe still even do that.
We already had this argument.
Easy, guys. All right. Easy. Don't fight again about it, okay?
Yeah, we already had this argument.
Shut up, Tanny. What are you doing?
Fight. Wow. Shut up, Alex.
Hey! Alex is done taking shots for the hour. Well, just from me. You can still do it, Tanny, if you want.
Thank you, Mr. Spiegel.
Alex, good to see you, man.
Lawrence, you got one, too.
I should probably not do anything stupid, considering.
Here's Chris Getz talking about Luis Robert.
We need to continue to listen, and you know he's still very attractive.
That's all you wanted to play? Is that?
That's it.
He is still very attractive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, debate this.
I remember the first
time.
There's no debate.
He's still in his prime years, as far as I'm concerned.
I remember the first time I saw him in the clubhouse in Camelback, and he was changing his shirt. And we'd all heard about, Luis Robert, he's an Adonis. He looks unbelievable. And then I was there, and I was like, yep, man, that checks out. That is not the way that anyone I've ever seen, perhaps, in a baseball clubhouse looks.
I believe it was Aaron Bummer who said he was an Under Armour mannequin. I believe that was the big...
Oh, man, what a compliment. Like, that's a compliment right there.
Yeah, that's good.
You ever hear Nate Bargatze talk about that?
No.
Talk about wearing an Under Armour shirt and how it's worse than not wearing a shirt.
It just exposes you.
He's like, instead of, like, if you're going to get plastic surgery, just walk in with that shirt and they'll go, hey, here are all the trouble areas that you have.
Thanks for showing us. Thanks for making
Thanks
it this
Thanks for wearing
easy.
That shirt. And being able, so being an Under Armour model, having an Under Armour model body, that's top notch.
We need to continue to listen. You know, he's still very attractive. He is. Plenty of organizations have reached out and expressed interest. But that's been, the case for a while now. So from our standpoint, we look at, not only what he did in that second half, but also, what we anticipate him doing next year in future years. We believe in the player. We do. We don't want to be short-sighted. And if there's an opportunity that makes sense, then something needs strong consideration. We'll have those conversations. But if it doesn't come together, we'll still be very happy to have Lou Robert in center field.
So yeah, they're going to be happy to have him.
It sounded like he was talking himself into it.
Yeah, I think you're hearing things because you need to be talked into it.
I do not need to be talked into it. I know exactly how I feel.
Well,
Tanny, can you run it again?
He's here.
Listen to Chris Getz talk himself into the idea of keeping Luis Robert.
He's still very attractive. He is.
Pantana.
We need to continue to listen, and you know, he's still very attractive. He is. Plenty of organizations have reached out and expressed interest. But that's been, you know, the case for a while now. So, you know, from our standpoint, you know, we look at, you know, not only what he did in that second half, but also, you know, what we anticipate him doing next year, in future years. You know, we believe in the player. We do. And so, you know, we don't want to be short-sighted. And if there's an opportunity that makes sense, then you know, something needs strong consideration, we'll have those conversations. But if it doesn't come together, we'll still be very happy to have Lou Robert in center field.
Yeah, I don't hear him trying to talk himself into it.
He's totally trying to talk himself into it.
I hear him trying to
drum up business.
No, I hear him trying to elucidate a thin margin decision that he has locked in on. It's not like a 90-10. Of course we're going to keep him. It's probably a 60-40. Like, it just makes sense to keep him because they get one more shot to try and trade him before the deadline, and they didn't want to just give him away for nothing. So he's locked into that 60-40 decision. He's trying to elucidate it, and he's willing to not come off like it's a 90-10.
Can I just say, though, that the second half thing is a bit of a misnomer? Luis Robert played 31 games in the second half of last season.
That's not a lot.
He didn't play in September.
Yeah, it's,
that's the biggest flaw with what he said. It's like, you know, we feel good about what he can do next year and the coming years. It's like, well, what is a typical Luis Robert season?
Yeah, in the coming years is a nod towards trade value because they're not going to keep him past this coming year.
Yeah, but you can't even, like, that's not even an actual selling point if you were trying to talk another GM into acquiring this guy.
He's dependable. He'll be around.
Right, yeah. You can project his numbers to be this. You can't even do that.
Yeah. But, Tana, you get it. You get the decision, like, to stick with him.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, you got to catch lightning in a bottle. Hope he gets hot. You know, it's the same thing every year with this player, you know? So, but I understand why they did it. You know, I probably would have done the same thing, to be honest, you know? You just don't let him walk for nothing, in my opinion.
Okay. That's where things stand. All right, well, that concludes our talks on the GM meetings.
Folks, if you have a Scott Boris-ism for a White Sox or Cubs player, feel free to send them in via text to 312-644-6767.
Yes.
Maybe you'll be the funniest.
You can use the voice message feature on the Odyssey app as well.
That's the meatball machine? Oh, no. I didn't know here we were go. Allowed see, to use
this
that.
This is why, you know, listener-driven content, you know.
But that's actually
you don't have to use it.
That's the best way to do it, though. That way we're not doing it live and no one has to feel like they're on the hook live.
That is a good way to do it.
Which can mess people up occasionally.
Good job, Alex. Way to go, man. Crush that.
Do you feel condescended too when he does that?
A little bit.
Oh!
You know, he's still very attractive.
He is.
I meant that.
He is.
I did.
One of Caleb's peers has really nice things to say about Caleb. We will share that with you next here on The Score.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature.
where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Max Crosby putting him to sleep, and he is putting together a monster of a first half here in Las Vegas.
Sparrow, what does everybody say when they play the Raiders? We've got to account for one guy, right? But so far today, they have virtually let him destroy and put them in negative situations, snap in and snap out.
That is our guys, our favorite broadcast team in the NFL, Spiro Dias and Adam Archuleta. Well, that was the day they ate a hot dog from the concession stands in Vegas and pretended it was from the Wiener Circle, thereby insulting an entire city.
But I still struggle with that.
It's just a horrendous move.
I just struggle with, they could have, there were enough condiments at the stadium that if you wanted to just throw some mustard on it, for God's sakes.
Sure. And they could have said, we're going to try to have a Chicago dog with what we have here.
Right.
Right? Just a little honesty.
Yes, that would have been very easy to do.
Instead of being thoroughly disingenuous.
Like, hey, show a little holiday spirit, okay? Enough.
It is the holiday season, Tanny.
It's wonderful to see, especially this time of year. It's the holiday season.
It's so unnecessary. You're lashing out today. I don't know what it is.
Holiday season. Yeah. It's a lot of stress.
I call it stress-mas. Am I right, guys?
Man. But that was before the holidays.
Stress Annika?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like 7 nights of just tension. Stress Annika is no fun. So we're going back to the Vegas game because Max Crosby was in it, and he was an absolute beast.
Remember? He was a monster. He was so good in that game. And all you saw was like, oh, they're trying another smoke route. There goes Max Crosby again, almost taking it to the house.
Yeah. Hey, there seems to be trouble in the middle of the defensive line. Yep, that was Max Crosby. Trouble on the edge. That is Max Crosby. And then you saw this. Does he have a podcast? Because that's the law.
The Rush Pod is where I saw this. And as someone that played against Caleb Williams and did pretty well against Caleb Williams, he probably should have been AFC Defensive Player of the Week that week. He was so good against the Bears. But here's what he thinks of your quarterback.
Bro, he's balling. And that's the thing. Like, it's going to take him some time. Like, he definitely has some things that he's, you know what I mean? Like, just being an NFL quarterback, like, you can't be Superman and scramble for your life as much as he does. You know what I mean? Like,
He's running for his life.
And some of that's not his fault.
He's got wheels.
Like, some of that's not his fault. I'm not blaming him. Like, if he can do that, that's a great thing. Like, he's helping them win in that way. He needs to pick his spots a little bit more. It's like Jackson Dart. Like, he's a hell of a player and a great young player. But, like, he's another way. You got to be smart. Like, 6 concussions is like, okay, now you need to slide instead of nose diving. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just be smart. But at the same time, like, Caleb, he's got all the talent in the world. He's got all the ability. Their O-line is all right. They'll keep pouring into it. You know what I mean? They're going to keep figuring it out. But, like, Darnell Wright's good. They got Joe Tooney there. They have some pieces. They just got
is nice too, dude.
Yeah, they got to figure out the left tackle, that situation. But, like, yeah, they got pieces, bro. They got pieces. They paid. They invested in that team. They're like, we're gonna build an offense just like how Detroit did. And Ben Johnson is not stupid, bro. He knows what he wants and what he likes and how he sees it. And he's got the quarterback is not the problem, bro. He's talented. And you're seeing it, bro. He's especially a young guy doing it in the clutch like that. That's a really good sign for what they got going forward, bro. Because it's funny how last year, like, he got so much heat and everyone, you know, everyone was like, Jaden Daniels should have been the pick. You should have da-da-da-da-da. And look how fast things can change,
bro. He's got CJ Stroud telling him, hey, man, after the game. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He was tunning him. He was tunning him.
Everyone was trying to sun him low-key. But I will give it to Caleb, bro. He's got some dog to him. And I said it after we played. And I, you know me, I don't say that about no. I don't think nobody is a dog for the most part. Like, there's only a select few. I really think Caleb's got that shit to him, bro. And I, as a competitor, he goes out there, bro. He's trying to do everything he can to win. So when you got a guy that's hyper competitive, bro, you got a chance. Period.
Dude, that was good. I had only seen a real short clip, which was like an amalgam of the stuff. Hearing that extended, that's really good. That's smart. That is not out of town stupid in terms of the Bears. And that's really cool to hear. It's good logic in there from Max Crosby talking about Caleb Williams.
And knowing that he matched up and he's like, Darnell's really good. They got to figure out what's happening over on the left side.
Truth.
Which is fair, right? And we'll see how Theo does up in Minneapolis this weekend. So there's that part of it. And then I love that they peeped what most people in Chicago peeped with the CJ Stroud stuff. He totally tried to sun him.
He absolutely did. Like James Franklin to Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, he totally tried to be like, all right, little bro, this is how it works. And Caleb was like,
yeah, no, I don't need that.
I will punch you in the face.
I think that's you. I think you might have been projecting just a little bit.
Go back and look at the look on Caleb's face. And that was the look of, I don't need you to tell me, Jack, I will punch you in the face.
I will punch you in the face.
CJ Stroud.
Oh, man. But no, it's and that clutch stuff and balling and just saying he's see it there at the end. He's totally right. And you can't scramble around like Superman as much as he does. And he and Ben are working on it. They're watching every play from every game. And they're talking about, hey, you could have just gone to another platform and thrown a touchdown here instead of done your wacky orbit scramble and try to do your thing, you know? So they're talking about it. They're figuring it out.
And I feel like the only time where I see Max dap up a quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. Like, I feel like that's one of the only guys that he gives that level of respect to.
Hey, when is Max a free agent?
I was hoping that the Bears would trade for him.
I know.
But they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if he's like, why am I still out here?
Oh, I would be wondering that. I'd like
to go someplace where I can compete.
Winning would be cool. Although Vegas probably, you know.
Yeah, but remember, he's
kind of
like,
fun.
He's changed his life. Because, you know, he's had some issues, and
that's right.
So maybe Vegas is not a great place for Max.
You know, depends, man. I wonder, you know how many times you can go see Carrot Top if you're out there?
That's true.
You can go see the top again and again. You get season passes to the top.
You could if Max could probably be in the show with the top.
Oh, my God, he would do that. The top would, if he needs it. Alex, reach out to Max. Let him know that if I need to connect him with the top, I can take care of that.
That's okay.
I will specify Carrot Top.
Thank you.
He does change his show all the time, and that's what makes him so great.
Max or the top?
The top. Toppers.
Max.
Toppers also will switch up the show, you know?
Max also red-haired, right? They could bond on that.
They could.
And they could bond on that.
Carrot Top and Carrot Top, too.
Get Zach out there. Get Boog Shambi out there, Andy Dalton. Get all those people together.
Unfortunately, Speaks, he signed a 3-year extension in March.
Whatever, Alex.
Carrot Top at the Luxor?
Yeah.
I almost made it to 4 o'clock, but I just took a shot at Alex. Damn it. Got there.
Mark Grody has got a Bears hit for us. There's a lot going on at House Hall. He will share with us next here on The Score.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.